Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I'm so excited to have my friend Lee Smith here with me today. Lee and I met in person several years ago, and it's very interesting when you actually meet somebody in person first instead of, you know, through a camera. But we met in person first. She's been on the show before, and like all entrepreneurs, made a few little twists and turns in her business. Minor tweaks, but major impact. And today, Lee's going to share with us Unstoppable Voice. Master your self-talk, I'm a professional. Unlock your genius, gifts, and greatness. I love it. Lee comes up with the best acronyms, and I'm sure we'll hear a little about her candy method at some point through this. Lee, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to see you again.
Thank you, Jennifer. So great to be here with you too. I love spending time with you and having that positive exchange of energy is awesome. And it makes my day. And this is an early start to my day, but you know what? Next to waking up to next to my husband, I think this is the best way to make it happen. So thank you.
You're so sweet because my husband's still in bed too. It's a little later here, not much, but he and the dog are still in bed. And the cat is hiding in here away from the dog. So I have it all going on today in my house.
I love it.
So I know you've had quite an amazing journey on becoming a professional speaker and the gifts that you share with your clients and also on podcasts with the audiences. How did you become so passionate about this? And what do you have today on unleashing our voice?
Oh gosh. Thank you, Jennifer. I really love sharing this story. And I am so passionate about public speaking because I fell in love with it at the ripe young age of 8 years old. I was an excellent reader. I was an early reader. I apparently articulated well. And my teachers were like, "Oh, Lee, you're such an amazing reader. Would you read the scriptures at a service sometime?" And I just said, "Sure." I said, "Sure." Didn't think anything of it. Didn't think, "Oh, I'm going to be getting up in front of 300 to 500 people," and had no qualms with it whatsoever. And I got up and I read the reading, and I'm looking out at all of these sets of eyes at me, and they're smiling, and all was good. And that was all fine. The real magic happened for me when I walked away from the quote unquote stage. And there was this like little quiver that went through me. And it was so exhilarating. I thought, what is that feeling? And how do I get more of that? All of these years later, it's funny. Well, of course, people are going to be looking at me and smiling at me because, hey, I was a cute little girl and I was doing something special. Why wouldn't you look at her and smile, right? And that little quiver, I could have mistaken that for stage fright. I could have given it a meaning of like, that's a little scary, but I gave it a meaning of, this is exciting. This feels good. And I have been chasing that feeling again and again ever since. All of these years later, what do I have to speak about? Well, it's sharing my stories of the lessons I've learned in my 50 plus years. I'm not afraid to share that. And I've been through some stuff. I've been through some horrible stories. even suicidal thoughts and attempts. I've been through amazing journeys in life, adventures. I could share my stories of like coming into a blended marriage and the dynamics that happened there, being a stepmom, being a stay-at-home mom, and then taking the adventure, the wildest adventure it seems, of being an entrepreneur and taking that out into the world. And because I love speaking, I've learned that being part of the speaking industry means you need to have something to offer. And I thought, well, okay, I have all these stories I can share, but what is it that I can really teach? And then I thought, well, okay, yes, I have my academics that I've done, but I've done personal growth development for over 30 years. It started with Tony Robbins and Personal Power, and then Zig Ziglar, Og Mandino, Bob Proctor, John Maxwell, all these amazing teachers. And then as the years have progressed, I came into Brendon Burchard's world, and I love him and high performance habits. And then thank goodness we have the women stepping up, because then I've learned from Brené Brown and Mel Robbins and Marie Forleo. And I've taken all of their teachings, aligned it with what I've experienced in life and my psychology studies from my academic days, and thought, well, how can I put this all together? And I've learned in my personal journey, what's really made a change for me is that little voice inside your head that sometimes is screaming at you, "You're not good enough." And I'm like, oh, yes, I am.
What
So
makes you think? I remember I wrote my first book and it's short. Like, I write short books. They're super powerful, but they're short. And a friend of mine looked at me and goes, "I read that like really fast. Like, was it even a book?" And I was like, I didn't even have my own negative thoughts. I was like battling someone else's. And I was like, "Did you write a book? Did you pre-order? Did you upload it to Amazon? Did you promote it? No. Okay.
Right.
Well, it's a book."
Right.
Sometimes you have to do that for yourself in your own head.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I've learned along the way through the ups and downs of life, the ups and downs of the entrepreneurial journey, the loop-de-loops and all of that, is that it, for me, it comes down to that voice. And can we shush? We women like to shush, don't we? Can we shush the inner critic? And can we allow our positive, empowering voice to say, "Yes, you've got this." We let you and I are in Speaker's Playhouse together, and we hear Kimberly say all the time, when somebody gives you the mic, you say yes, and you just grab it and go and learn from the process. And so that's what I'm all about now, is like, okay, I'm going to grab the mic wherever I can, and then I am going to shush that inner critic, and I'm going to help high achieving women. Because I know so many of us out in the world, and we look amazing on paper. We got awards and accolades. So on the outside, there's all this amazingness going on, and yet inside, we're dealing with imposter syndrome, procrastination. We're thinking, why am I not as far along as I think I should be? And all of those things that come up for us, and we get in this little stuck place. And my mentor shared this with me yesterday, and I thought it was a wonderful analogy. It's like being on rapids, and like we're going on rapids, we're doing our thing, we're in this adventure, and we're having fun. And then we get into kind of this whirlpool, and we're stuck in there. And all we're doing is like, how do I get out of this whirlpool? How do I get out of this whirlpool? When really, what we need to do is stop that whirlpool of negative inner critic talk and look at where do we want to go, and then point ourselves in that direction and say, okay, I've got this, put in that action, and then we're out of that whirlpool, and we're in the direction towards our goal again, and hopefully having fun in it. Yeah, we're gonna get splashed with a little bit of stuff, but we're gonna keep going, we're gonna wee and have fun with it. So if I can help those women do that, that's what I was put on the planet to do. So that's why I'm here with you today, Jennifer.
Well, and the interesting thing about that, and I love the analogy, and you tell such great stories, and it's like, okay, yeah, I can feel that. I'm in the water, I'm in the rapids, I'm caught in that whirlpool. I can feel all of that. The thing that always strikes me is, and there's a lot of studies out there on this, there are a lot of studies out there on this, where if a man gets a job application and there are 10 qualifying ranking factors, and he meets, say, three, he's like, "Oh, I've got this. I'll get this job." A woman can meet 9 of the 10 and literally say, I can't apply for that. Like, no. And I remember once I heard that, I was like, holy crapoli, I think that's so true. I remember sitting down with my dad, and he brought me a job application at one point, and I read through it and I said, Dad, I can't qualify for this. Like, I don't have. And he was like, yes, you do. Let's work on it. But that was a difference between men being raised, you can do anything, and women is you can do anything, but in this box. And now when you're breaking out of that box, then all the doubt and all the wait, am I good enough? Wait, I don't meet 10 qualifications, I only meet 9. Should I even apply? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
We're going to say that hardcore and firmly,
That's
yes.
right. That's right.
Go for it.
And that aligns with my mission, and I love sharing this because it's a fun visual and everybody has a great time with it. And that is my trans. Whoa,
Oh.
they're getting excited there. Okay, I love it. And so this is the transformation that I am working on with my audiences and with my clients, and that is transforming the reactor. Who was the reactor? The reactor could be the person who is chasing after her goals, and she is busy, busy, busy. Did I mention that she's busy doing all the things? And if she's a mom or a wife, I'm an empty nester now, and so yes, I'm a mom, and I don't even have the fur babies either, but I still feel busy because I'm taking care of the home and I'm taking care of my husband, and then we're reacting to the demands of the day. We're reacting to what we think society thinks they're expecting of us. We're reacting to so many things. And then we're also got the to-do list and the daily cycles and all of that. And like the letter C in reactor, we see ourselves stuck in the middle of all the things. And maybe we're not aware of it. We might be living by circumstances and convenience. And because we're so busy, we're exhausted at the end of the day. And we're thinking, do I really get to wake up and do this all over again tomorrow? And what I challenge you to do is if you're feeling all that busyness, take a breather, take a pause. It could be for a minute, 30 minutes, maybe a half day, or even a full day, and take yourself out from the middle of all those things. And see yourself like the letter C in reactor, see yourself for the amazingness and the brilliance that you really are. Who are you? And see yourself for your 3 G's. What are the 3 G's? That's your genius, your gifts, and your greatness that you get to take out into the world. And the 3 G's, they are unique to you. And I liken it to a cell phone number. There are 8 billion people across the planet, and 90 to 95% of us have a cell phone, which means we have a cell phone number. And so all of these people, we have the digits 0 through 9 in common, but yet no two numbers are exactly alike. Isn't that fascinating? Same thing with the 3 G's. You might be like, oh, well, somebody's just as smart in this subject as I am. Yeah, maybe. I mean, or they know the same type of subject, and maybe they're not at the same level of smartest. You're just thinking that. And your gifts are the ways that you get to express yourself. And then your greatness is your essence. And so there may be some overlap that you see with other people, but when you put the 3 G's together, it's unique just to you. And when you can see those things first, Jennifer, and you put yourself first, that's where the transformation happens. Because when you put the letter C in front of the rest of the letters, you are now transforming from the reactor into a creator. You are no longer living by the circumstances and conveniences. You are living by clarity of what matters most, what aligns with what I intend to do. And then you commit to the processes only, meaning you set boundaries, you use the power of no so that you have an even more powerful yes to move forward towards your goals. And then yeah, you're not so busy. You're more productive because you're doing things that move the needle, and you're going to bed not necessarily so tired, but you are going to bed fulfilled and satisfied, thinking, do I really get to wake up again tomorrow and do this all over again? It's an amazing energy shift. And so that you can, it can be as simple as asking yourself, am I being a reactor or a creator right now? And shift in the direction that you really want to be and go and make that happen. So that's my mission with my story and my message. Let's shift you from reactor into creator because we need more creators in the world.
Well, we do. And I have to say, for people who are listening to this on audio only, Lee has a beautiful little like Scrabble holder and had the word reactor. And she literally pulled the C out of the middle of reactor, R-E-A-C-T-O-R, and moved it to the front to make the word creator. So I've never been good at Scrabble, but when you pulled that out and then you moved it, I was like, dang, she does that to me all the time. Like every time we talk, you have some amazing, like, that's a gift I don't have. I'm just gonna say.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not that great at Scrabble either, but when I saw this, I'm like, oh, I have to do this.
I totally have it. And it's so true. It's so important. And I was telling a story not long ago that I know a woman who literally, and it's a choice, has chosen to live her life by reacting to one crisis after another and never actually sets an intention to do something differently. And so she and I had this really deep conversation, and the next day I called and I said, there was one big thing I left out of our conversation that, I think it really took me overnight to like marinate in. And I said, it goes back to that idea of you can find evidence to support whatever you want to believe. And
Yep.
you have found evidence to support this statement you made last night.
Yep.
But now I can tell you 20 times where that wasn't true for you. Like, because we're close friends, like
Right.
I know that isn't true. I know these times it did happen, but these times it's not. So it's that whole, when you're in the creator mode, you have chosen to step into your gifts, your genius, your greatness, versus I'm just going to react to the world and whatever happens. But no, you can take it by the reins. Oh, Lee, let's do this together. Let's give everybody permission.
Yes, you are allowed.
Have permission to do this. I was at an event once, and the speaker said, who wants to be a coach in here? And lots of people raised their hands, and he goes, poof, you're a coach. Did you know there's really nothing that says you just can title yourself that? Like, they have certifications out the wazoo, and I have many of them because I love collecting them. But it's like, you can just decide I'm a coach and be a coach. And I was like, holy crapoli, I didn't know that was a thing. And it's the same thing. You can decide today, right now, I'm a
Right.
creator. What am I going to create? How do I want to show up in the world? And I used to do a lot of training for the great state of Oklahoma. And a lot of it was leadership and transitioning into a supervisory role type training.
Right.
And I'd say, whatever you've done in the past is okay. You have the ability when you walk into the office tomorrow to do it differently, to do it better. And it's the same kind of thing. If you have been in a rut of just reacting to the world, and you
Yeah.
want to make a shift and be a creator of your own destiny, your own life,
Yep.
you have permission to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to give a tiny backstory of how that came, for me was I was on a 23-day holiday vacation. Who gets that, right? 23 days with my family in Hawaii. And
Oh,
not
I've always
one
wanted to
island,
go to Hawaii.
and not just one island, across four islands. Who does that? I was given that opportunity and I snatched it up and said yes. And at that time, I was 15 years into my marriage and it was dying. There was not a lot of life happening in that marriage. My stepson was grown and out of the house, but he and I had a strained relationship. But he and his girlfriend were on the holiday with us. And my daughter was a young teenager. And if you know girls in the early teenage, there was a lot happening there. And I was a stay-at-home mom at that time. I was not working any type of business. And I was a stay-at-home mom and I was doing all the things, right? Doing all the things. And I was exhausted and I was tired. And it was this one particular sunset that I was watching, and there was a little bit of a magic to that evening. And I remember thinking, I'm doing something that not everybody gets to do, even once in their lifetime. Most people don't even make it to one island of Hawaii, let alone four. And then I thought, well, this is so beautiful. And I thought and I thought and I thought, Jennifer, and I was not feeling anything. And when I got that awareness, it was a whole, what is happening right now? Because I'm a person who feels, I'm a person who really just gets so involved in life because I want to grab every moment of it. It's too short otherwise. But at that time, I was stuck in my own rapid of doing all the things. And I explained it as I was covered in just. I was just a wife. I was just a stay-at-home mom. I was just a stepmom. I was just this shell of a woman standing on a shore with her family, wondering, who am I? And it was in later transformation of myself because I made a decision that day, like, no more. This is not happening. I am going on a quest to go, who am I? Who is Lee Smith? I really did not know who she was at that time. And then when the transformation happened, and I thought, well, this is how I can create the story and the power, my impact in the world. And I was like, oh, well, I was reacting. But that day, I made that decision to change, and I'm going to go on this quest, and I'm going to recreate myself. And it was remembering that 8-year-old inner child. Remember public speaking? Remember how we love that feeling? Let's go chasing that again. And that's where the rest of it fell into place. And we learn from our thought leaders like Tony Robbins and Brendan Burchard and Mel Robbins that we have that power of choice. We can choose to react to whatever comes our way, or even inside of us, or we can choose to respond. And I found this demonstrative way of explaining it so that people can use it as a real tool to create that 30-second or 90-second shift from the reactor to creator. So I wanted to share that little backstory there because I rose out of that depression. I was like, nope, no more going down that journey. Like, nope, we're gonna be happy and fulfilled. And
Oh
I
my
hope that for myself and for everybody watching and listening.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, so you have so many things going on. How, and I mean, for the audience, I know women are going, yeah, I want more of Lee. How do people work with you? What do you have? And of course, all this will be in the show notes, but tell us, like, how do you work with clients?
Yes, because I love the G3 concept, because I believe so much that when you really, like, when I remembered who I am and that I looked at my genius and I looked at my gifts and I looked at my greatness, what can I take out into the world? And for me, my world is the whole world. That may not be the situation for you, and that's okay because your world can be yourself. Rejuvenating just yourself as an individual. Your world can be your family, your world can be your community. Whatever it happens to be, but I fully believe that when you can recognize and remember and unlock what's the G3 for you, then you come alive. And then together we can figure out how you can take that into the world or take it to the next level. Because I said, you're already successful, right? We have the proof in the pudding with your leadership role, with your position, with your awards, the success you're already making. But how do we get you to fully believe and embrace that? So I do that in my G3 Mastermind. It's an online community found on the school platform. If you haven't heard of that before, it's skool.com. And it's a beautiful platform. If you're familiar with Facebook, it's like a Facebook group without the Facebook noise. And I like it so much better. And so that we can have this engaged community. What are you going to find inside of that G3 Mastermind online space? Well, first, Monday through Friday, you're going to get pieces, pun intended, of my candy method. And the candy method is clarity, affirmation, necessity, discipline, you. And because that aligns into five pieces, then Monday through Friday, you get a perspective piece that helps you think about what's happening in your life or in your mind right now. And then I always end it with a question, either for you to self-reflect, you can journal it, or you can share that within the group. And the more that we share with one another, the more we all grow together. And if you're in a stuck place, it helps to create a shift. I also have a gift in there called the Daily Empowerment 21-Day Challenge. And 21, because it's 5 to 10 minute pieces daily that, again, takes you a little bit deeper in the candy method, and it's just a journey for yourself, and so that you can really experience the shift. And then I also have a coffee connection once a month social hour, so we can come together and put our names and faces together, and we can just kick it back as ladies. Okay, so what's happening? How's life going? And it doesn't have to necessarily be a coaching session, but it's just a safe place to come together. If that's all free for you, that's in my freemium level. If you want to take it to another level and really experience the mastermind, well, then you can come into the paid membership where you can experience the mastermind. Well, you do get a bit of coaching and hot seat experience. And this is where I'm going to use my life coaching skills, my NLP skills, and I am also using my rapid rewire skills that gives you that quick transformation, but it's also longer lasting. And I'm so excited to add this to my repertoire. And then we have an accountability hour where you come together with your action item and we say, this is what I'm going to work on. So we're there in with our individual pieces, but we're in that group setting and we turn off the cameras and the microphones, go do the thing, and then we come back and we celebrate. Or if somebody's still really stuck, there's just a little bit of coaching. But you have that forward movement because we want to get past the resistance, get past that. Again, we're shushing the inner critic and really empowering that positive voice so that we can do the things that really matter to us, continue the creation. And then there's also, because it's a paid membership, I have an affiliate win in there for you as well. So that as you refer other members who come into the paid membership, I'm going to give you a 30% affiliate commission for that. So that could be paying for your membership, or it could be another revenue stream. And who doesn't want that, right? So that we continue to grow this community. And it's global. It's open to, women all over the world who are wanting to take this next level of themselves. And they just want a little bit of help to make it happen. So we come together to connect, collaborate, and to celebrate one another. And then we're going to be building this out so that not only are we working together online, we can come together annually for 2 or 3 day retreats. And I'm so excited to start putting that together too. And so that's the G3 inner circle. And so for now, everybody listening, I simply invite you to go to g3mastermind.com. So the letter G, the number 3, mastermind.com. That's going to take you directly into the free community. Come and check it out. I would love to see you there. And I look forward to working with you so that we continue more transformations of reactors to creators.
Oh my gosh, Lee, this has been so lovely. I love spending time with you and I love
Likewise.
this G3 methodology. So, everybody, jump on board with the G3 Mastermind. Lee, it was great spending time with you. And
Likewise.
listeners, I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.